Today's daf is daf gimel. So we got a few lines down, like 6 lines down, the 2 dafs. The Gemara quotes from a discussion yesterday. We had a brisa about certain things about how the kadshe of the kochavim are different than that of a kadshe yisrael. So Gemara is going to go through that list and bring the proofs, the sources for each of these dinim. So Amar Mar, kadshe of the kochavim lo nenim lo moalim. The din of a kadshe mizbech that was brought by a guy, you can't get hana. It's also to get hana, but midirban only, but lo mu'alim. There is no isa mi'ila midiraisa. What that means is, like the Gemara says, lo nanin midirbanam, however, also lo mu'alim midiraisa. It's not considered a violation on a deraisa level. My time, how do we know that ov de kochavim, kadshe ov de kochavim are not subject to mi'ila? My time, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, by mi'ila, nefesh ki simol mal v'chata bishkaga, that's the pasuk, v'yalfin and chayt mi'chuma, we have a gezer shav from chuma, and by chuma it says, b'chuma ksiv b'nei Yisrael, to the exclusion of v'lo ov de kochavim. So just like a guy is not able to create chuma, so too through the gezer shav, he's not subject to the isra of mi'ila. Then the Gemara quotes the next din, v'ein chayavim aleh mishum pigal noser v'tame, these don't apply to kadshe Akum, Zichsibe, it says, by eating a kachim, by tuma, it says, Daber el Aaron velbanov v'yinazu mikachay b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalu es shem kachi, so on. So b'nei Yisrael, so it's excluding a guy. And since it says the word v'lo yichalu, by tuma, we're able to learn, yalif nosar chilo chilo tuma, Zichsib gave tuma b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu, and Zichsib gave nosar the ochla avono yisa kies kodesh Hashem chilo. So just like by tuma, it's explicit that kach b'nei Yisrael to the exclusion of goyim to the gzeir shav chilo chilo, we apply to noser as well. And then the Gemara takes it one step further and yalef pigel as well. Pigel, we learn a different gzeir shav avon from noser now. And just like by noser, we said there's no it's not subject to kach ov dicham and not subject to noser. So too by pigel. What's Gzeir Shava? It says, Avon Avon, the Chsiv Gavi Pigol, Vanefesh Ha'ochelas Mimenu Avona Tisa, and Chsiv Gavi Nosar, V'yochel Avona Yisa, Kies Hashem, Kies Kodesh Hashem Chilel. So Kulo, all these cases of Tumma, Nosar and Pigol, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo, Ovde, Kochavim. Next in listed in the Mishnah, in the Brisa rather, Ein Osin Tumura, that a guy cannot create Tumma, the Chsiv, it says by Tumura, Lo Yachlifanu V'lo Yamir, Uksibiration, in the beginning of the parsha of Temura, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, that's how it introduces the parsha of Temura, Ish kiafli neder berkecha, so since it says Daber b'nei Yisrael, to the exclusion of Goyim, they cannot create Temura. Lishnachrina, so the other din, it says, Enos and Temura, my time, a different explanation, how do we know that they can't create Temura? My time, Ditaksha, Temuras behema lemaiser, Behema. There's a connection between Temura and that of Maisa Behema. It says in Maisa Behema, Lemaisa Dagan, so we're taking the 3 steps now. So what's the din? Gabi Maisa Dagan, when it comes to taking Maisa from the grains, it says, Ksiv Kies Masa B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yarim Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Ovdei Kochavim. So only B'nei Yisrael can create Maisa. And through Maisa Dagan to Maisa Behema, and the Maisa Behema is a Mefurish Pasuk, connects that to Temura, so we're able to bring this halacha through, that even that Goyim also cannot create Temura. Next in listed in the Brayse, it said, V'ein Mevi Nusachim, about Karbano Tal Nusachim, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. We said that if a guy wants to bring a Nusachim B'fnei Atzmo, I don't think so. We have a different dinim by other halachas about hekesh and gzeresh. I don't remember exactly how it works, but I don't think by a double gzeresh. But if that's the case, maybe we did. But we said by Meiser Dagan is a chulin. I think was part of the conversation. Yeah, I think that might be what we had said. I don't remember, but it's maybe something along those lines. Then the Gemara says ve'ein mevi nesachim about karbano tal nesachim divrei Rabbi Shimon, that if a guy wants to bring a nesachim bifnei atzma, it's a dedication to the Beis Hamikdash, we don't accept their nesachim, but their karbanos, their animals, do require nesachim to accompany the behema. So how do we know they can make an independent dedication of just nesachim alone? Minari milei, the Tanya Rabban in the Brisa says, ha'ezrach. It says, when it comes to bringing nesachim, it says, kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha asah eila lakivei shavarech nichach l'Hashem, that only an ezrach is able to bring nesachim bifnei atzmam. Ezrach mevi nesachim ve'ein ovdei kochavim mevi nesachim. Yacha, one might have thought then, lote alasa tuna nesachim. When a guy brings an animal, behema, maybe that ola shouldn't have a nesachim attached to it. Tamalomer kacha talan, only by the nesachim b'fnei atmo is it pater, but when it comes to their ola does require nesachim. So then the Gemara quotes from the Braisa the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Roa ani bekul in the Hachmir. I think by all those dinim listed in the Braisa, Pigal, Noser, and Tame, Me'ila, they do apply to even Kachi of the Kochavim. My time, what's his basis? Because it says in the Pasuk by Karbanos, by the Kachi of the Kochavim, Lashem Ksibhu, telling us what? That all Karbanos, all Kachi of the Kochavim are going to have the regular din of Kachi Lashem, just like the din of a Kachi Yisrael, which we mean will be subject to Pigal, Noser, Tame, Me'ila, like a regular Karban of a Yid. So then the Gemara quotes from the Braisa even further, and this is the end of this discussion. When is this all true? When is the whole discussion true? Bekadshe Mizbeach, an animal that's dedicated to the Mizbeach. Bekadshe Bedek Abayis, Mo'alim Behem. But even though there might not be Me'ila of a Kadshe Goy, that's Kadshe Mizbeach, if it's a Kadshe Bedek Abayis, if it was designated for the Bedek Abayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be subject to Me'ila. My time, what's the basis for such a chiluk? That kachim is be'ach of a goy is pater from me'ila, but kachim bedek bias is chayv in me'ila. So Gemara says, because the chi gamrinan me'ila, when we learn the din of me'ila, it's chayt me'chuma. Had we known in the first place that a goy is kachim goy is pater from me'ila, it's a gzer shava from chuma. The chuma is the source, that's the basis. So now we look to chuma as the basis, so we could say, Dumi at the Truma, only a carbon that's similar to Truma, the Kache Kedusha Zaguf, that has an intrinsic value. When you're Makdish, your Truma has intrinsic value. It's called Kedusha Zaguf. So to an animal, that's Kedusha Zaguf, where the animal also has intrinsic Kedusha, whereby it's going to be brought as a carbon. To the exclusion of Aval, but Kedusha is Bedek Abayis, where a Makdish something where there is no intrinsic Kedusha, it's just very superficial. That I Makdish my table in order to create money, to give the money to the base of Mikdash, but the table itself is in Kadosh, so then the Kedusha Damim, lo, that's not learned from Chuma, in which case there would be Me'ila by Kache Bedek Abayis of that of a Goy. Okay. Gemara now gets to a different topic, a very important topic about the din of Mitzvah Lav Shis B'Maisa versus Lav She'ein B'Maisa. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kolos Haseh B'Torah Asaba Maisa Chayv, Lo Asaba Maisa Pater. We know there's a klal throughout. We're going to see not everybody agrees this way, but we assume that you only get Malkus if you do a Maisa, Lav, but if you don't do a Maisa, if there's a passive violation, then there is no Malkus. So Gemara says, V'klalahu, is this a rule across the board? The only time you get Malkus is if there's no Lav, if there's no Maisa. V'klalahu, the Lav, She'ein Bo Maisa Pater. V'harei Meimir, our very discussion of Temura, the Lav Shein B'Maisa, who there is no Maisa, it's simply Dibor, speech. Speech typically is not considered an action, it's speech, it's different. And yet we say in the Mishnah, lucky, you get Malkus for saying Temura. The Tanan, the Mishnah clearly says, Lo Shehu Rashai Lohamir, not that you're allowed to, there's an Isser to do Temura. Ela Shim Heimir Mumar, it takes effect if one does create Temura, V'sofik Es Harbam, and you get a punishment of Malkus. So this can't be a klal across the board. So Amalach Rav says, no, our Misha goes like Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, Hidamar, Lav, Shein, B'maisa, Lokanalav. Our Mishnah is a Das Yachid. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Alav, Shein, B'maisa, even without an action, you get Malkus. That's a Rabbi Yehuda. In general, we assume that there is no Malkus, or there's no Maisa, and the Gemara at this stage at least would think that Temura would not result in Malkus according to how we assume that Lav, Shein, B'maisa, Ain, Lokanalav. The Gemara says, wait a second, could you really establish that our Mishnah is like the Rashita of Rabbi Yehuda? Umi matzis mokmis l'masnisin k'Rabbi Yehuda? V'ho kim t'la reisha? Didn't we already establish the reisha on yesterday's daf? D'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. D'katani hakol me'mirin. Now the Mishnah said everyone's able to do me'mirin. Who's hakol? Hakol l'asui mai l'asui yorish. And even the yorish, even if a person dies and he gives it over to his son, the son's able to do t'mura as well, where the t'mura is effective. And this is the low k'Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that yorish ain't no me'mir. So clearly our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So back to square one. So this klal isn't correct. We see that Temura is an example, the Lav Shein B'Maisa, yet you get Malkos even according to everyone else. So the Gemara says, Hai Tana, the author of the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Lichara, says, Savarla Kivase Bechada, the Lav Shein B'Maisa, Loknalava, Upalgala Bechada, Dila Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Yorish Eino Samech, V'Yorish Eino Meimir, B'Tana Didan, Savar Yorish Samech, V'Yorish Meimir. whoever put together this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one din, but argues like Rabbi Yehuda in a different din. Meaning what? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even a lav shein b'maisa, there is malchus, there is tamura, but he argues on the other din that yorish, and we say, is meimir, even though Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that yorish is eino meimir. So it's a split between the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Idi rather, Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kol lo sa'aseh sheba Torah, Asa b'maisa loka, lo asa b'maisa pater. But now he adds that there are three limitations. Chutz min nishba, if a person makes a shvua sheker, shvua shav, we'll go through that in a second, and meimer, one who does temura, u'mekalel chaver b'shem Hashem, a person who curses his friend using Hashem's name. These are three examples that alpha pi shelo asa maisa, still you're going to be chayvim malka. So these are three exceptions to this klal, but outside of these three, we say lav she'ein bo maisa pater mi malkos. And then there's one added one by Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amru, afa makdim tshuma libikurim. There's a din that a person has to really take bikurim before doing tshuma, but if he does tshuma before bikurim, there's a lav there as well, and at least according to this stage of the Gemara, there would be malkos too. This would be considered lav shema maisa. And the reason why it's lav shema maisa is because even though you're separating bikurim and tshuma, that's a maisa involved, a person can separate tshuma by looking with his eyes. B'machshav alone, you're able to create tshuma. So that would be a lav shema maisa. And again, at least at this stage of the Gemara, it seems to the, that he holds there would be malchus for it as well. So there are three, possibly four exceptions of a lav shema maisa that there are malchus. So Gemara is going to go through the source for each one of these exceptions. So firstly, nishba minalan. How do you know if you make a shua shav or shua sheker that one does get malchus? What's the source? Even though there's no maisa, it's just simply saying, it's simply a dibor. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Amar Kral, the pasuk says by the shua shav, this parshas is in the dibros, laki lo yinaka Hashem es asher yisa shemo l'shav. So a person is not going to be clean from Hashem, lo yinaka Hashem, a person who mentions Hashem's name b'shav. So the drasha is that Bezdin Shalmala, lo yinak Hashem, Bezdin Shalmala won't get involved. Eimanakinosa, Hashem is not going to clean you and to punish you. Aval Bezdin Shalmata Malkinosa Umanakinosa, but Bezdin Shalmata will give you lashes and then will clear you of your Aveira. So that's the drasha, that only Nak Hashem lo, but Menakas Bezdin will give you a punishment. So Amar Lei Rav Papa Abaye, Vema lo teve leg nikias klal. Maybe the pasuk says lo yinaka at all. Maybe there should be no nikias, no cleansing, no punishment at all. So Amar Lei, can't be, because im kein lichtov kral lo yinaka. It should have just said lo yinaka, there is no cleansing, there's no punishment. Velishto kashem, and the lishto, be quiet. Hashem lamali, why say Hashem at all? So bezdin shalmala hu de menakinoso, haba bezdin shalmata malkin u menakinoso. The word Hashem is telling me only from Hashem's perspective there will be no nikias, but from bezdin shalmata there will be a type of punishment to cleanse the guy. So ashkechan shuva shav. This passage is only talking about shuva shav. We'll get to the definition of shuva shav in just a few seconds. But shuva sheker, you know, how do you know shuva sheker? That too is subject to malkos, even though it's only a dibor. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Lashav Lashav, it says Shav two times. Shnei Pamim Im Eino Inin Lashua Shav. If it does not need to tell me about Shua Shav, because that we already know from the pasuk, it must be Tinei Inin Lashua Sheker. We can extend it to a different type of Shua Deloka, that too gets Malka. So both the Shua Shav and Shua Sheker, those are lumped together. That even though there's no Maisa, there would be a punishment of Malkus. So Maskiv La Rabbi Abohu Shua Sheker Heichidami. What's an example of a Shua Sheker? So the Gemara explains as follows. It says, "Hey Chidami, Iname, if you're going to tell me the Amar Shlo Ochel V'Achel, the guy said I'm not going to eat, and he goes ahead and eats anyways. Hasam Hu Ma'isa Aver, that he did a Ma'isa of eating. That's Vade a Malkos involved. It's a Ma'isa. Ella must be Damar Shochel. He says I will eat V'Lo Ochel, and he doesn't eat. So that's a Lav. That's Lav Ma'isa. Hahu Milaka, would one get Malkos for that type of passive act or passive?" So v'ha'itmar, doesn't it say shvua she'ochel kikar l'zehayom? If a guy says I'm going to eat a piece of bread today, v'avar yom v'lo achla, and the day passes and he doesn't eat, he doesn't do an action, he violates his shvua. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish omer amri ein loke. They both agree you don't get malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan omer ein loke. They say they both agree to the psak, but they agree for different reasons why such a statement of saying I will eat. And if you don't eat, you don't get malchus. They both agree there's no malchus. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein aloke, the lav, she'ein bo maisahi.
V'cholav shem ha'maisa ein lokin alav. V'shlokish agrees, but for a different reason, ein lokin mishum dehavayid le'asra ha'safik. V'chol ha'asra ha'safik ein lokin alav. Why is it ha'asra ha'safik? Because normally asra is, if you warn the guy and immediately afterwards he does the aveira, the asra has to be b'chdei tochdei dibur of the maisa. But here, I say, don't, you should eat that. But it's only 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's still got 6 hours left till the day's over, so the violation and the Asura are so separate from each other, they're so divorced, so that's not called a Asura. So both of them agree, that example of a Shvua, even though it's Asur, will not result in Malkus, either because it lacks Asura, or because it lacks Maisa. So we need to think of an example that there's a Shvua Shav and a Shvua Sheker that will lead to Malkus that doesn't have a Maisa. So what's the case again? So then the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rabbi Yeboah must be Tehei B'achalti L'achalti. The guy says, I swore I didn't eat that bread, and he did eat it. So that's a case of a passive act. It's a Lav Shem Ma'isa, and there would be Malkos in that case. That would be an example of a Shvua Sheker. I said, I swore I ate, and you didn't eat. So Maishna, so what's the reason why the Kamarabe Achalti V'achalti Me'ochel V'la'ochel? So why is it any better? Both cases, if I said I didn't eat, rather if I said I ate, but I really didn't eat, there we're getting Malkos. But if I said I will eat and I don't eat, that's also a passive action. So both cases, I either should say there's Malkos in both cases, or there's no Malkos in both cases. How come we're saying in the Avar, if I say I ate, but I didn't, I am getting Malkos, but if I say in the future I will eat and I don't eat, why in that case is there no Malkos? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, the perish rib satara, the pasuk includes it. It says sheker dom with a shav. It connects sheker to the world of a shav. Ma shav, what is the din of a shav? Shua shav, that's agreed upon. If I say, I swear that this table is a rock, that's not true, it's not a rock. That's a shua shav. So that everybody agrees, shua shav is what I just explained. And that's l'shaver, that's in the past. If I swear that this is a rock, well, it's not. It's already in the past. It's already a table. So that's already la'avar. So just like a shua shav is l'sha'avar af sheker, so to the case of a shua sheker, whereby you get malchus, also has to be l'sha'avar, such as if I say, I swore I ate, but I really didn't eat, so that's included in the pasuk as getting malchus, as opposed to saying, I will eat, and I don't eat. That's not implied by the pasuk. So Eisivei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Yebo. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following question to Rabbi Yebo. It says in the mission, Shavuos.
I'm sorry. But the fact that it's passed, he still wasn't able to get Asra according to Rabbi Meir. I mean, no matter what you say, he never got Asra because we don't know when the end of this month.
Ain't a chanami. But it seems like it's based on a first pasuk that you would get Malkus even without there being.
So there's a limit that even without Asra,
yeah,
you get Malkus.
I think so. So then the Gemara says, Eisive, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bohu. Shvua shel ochal kikarzu. A person says, I'm not going to eat this bread. And he says in different ways, Shvua shel ochlana. Shvua shel ochlana. He says it three times in essence. And ochla, in the end, he eats it. Ein echayv el achas. You only chayv once, and the first time you said it. Even though you repeated the Shvua three times, you only get one violation. Vizuhi Shvua's bitoy. This is Shvua's bitoy. Shechayav ma'al zidon makos. If one were to violate it on purpose, he gets malkos. Vashkagas. If he does it accidentally, he brings a carbon, which is a carbon ola. So this is the Mishnah. So now, this Mishnah is saying, Zuhi, this is the only time. Zuhi is coming to exclude a different case that doesn't have a din of Malkus. So what's it coming to exclude? Zuhi, lemute mai, lav lemute achalti v'lachalti dilalaki. Is it not coming to exclude our very example of what we said is a Shvua Sheker? That we said, if that guy said, I swore I ate, and he didn't eat. We said before that that's subject to Malkus. But isn't this Mishnah telling us that Zui, excluding our case, that our case is not subject to Malkos? And the Gemara says, "Lo, that's not what it's excluding. Zui dal shkagasa maisi carbon." So this is a case where, on if you're shogeg, then you're chayv a carbon. Aval chalti v'lachalti, the case of if I ate, if I swore I ate, but I really didn't eat, lo maisi carbon. In that case, you don't bring a carbon. But money, which is who? Who is Rabbi Yishmael? He damar einu chayv ela ala asilavo. He holds by a carbon. You only bring a carbon on future type of statements, but that's all regarding carbonos. But the Gabi Malkos of Al Milkalaki, but Eina Chanami, the case of if I swore I ate and I didn't eat, that certainly would be subject to Malkos. So this miyut in the Mishnah is only excluding a certain din of a carbon in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. But in the world of Malkos, Eina Chanami, our case of Achalti, Vlochalti, would be subject to Malkos and everything is consistent. But then Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa goes on to give another example and say, if a guy makes a Shvua, this table is a rock. So the din is, the Mishnah says, Zuhi Shua Shav Shechayav Mal Zedonu Makos Vashkaga Pat. So what's this coming to exclude? Lemute Mai. Lav Lemute Achalti Vlo Achalti Dilo Laki. Is this not saying that our case of Achalti Lo Achalti is not subject to Makos? And the Gemara says, no, lo, not true at all. The Seifa, Zuhi Dashkaga Sapater Mikarbon, the case of Ishuas, Shav is telling us that that case is chayv in a car. That case is chayv as pater in a carbon. Aval achalti v'lochalti. If you said I swore I ate and you didn't eat, that's a maisi carbon. That says you would bring a carbon, which is the opinion of money. That's Rabbi Akivi damar mivin carbon l'shavar. But legabe malkos, the case of achalti v'lochalti would be subject to malkos. So the Mishnah, both the Reish and the Seifa, is not excluding a case of malkos. That you get malkos in both cases. It's excluding a case of carbon. So what comes out from this, the Gemara is about to say, V'ha'amis Reisha Rabbi Shmuel. We have two contradictory inferences here. The first inference was telling us that our case of Achalti V'lochalti is actually going to be pater from a carbon. That's like Rabbi Shmuel, who says you only chayv and lost it. But L'sha'ava, you're pater from a carbon. Now we're saying the Seifa is teaching us that Achalti V'lochalti, you're actually chayv in a carbon, like Rabbi Kiva, because he holds L'sha'ava, you are chayv. So that's a stira. Who is it? Is the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva or is the Mishnah Rabbi Yishmael? So the Gemara says, must be Ella, me de Seifa Rabbi Kiva. Really, the Seifa is correct. It's really Rabbi Kiva that you're chayv a carbon on our case of Achalti V'lochalti. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that you're chayv even on that which is L'sha'ava. And Reisha Nami Rabbi Kiva, so the Reisha must be Rabbi Kiva as well. So Reisha, so then once Reisha's Rabbi Kiva, so what's Reisha's Zui coming to exclude? Lav Lamuti is now not coming to tell us excluding a din of Malkos even? The Achalti V'Lachalti, Lav Lamuti Achalti V'Lachalti, El Lamuti Ochel V'Lo Ochel. I'm sorry. Right, so the Gemara says, is it not again Lav Lamuti Achalti V'Lachalti? No. Ella must be lemute ochel v'lo achel. Must be telling me that in the future, that if I say I will eat and I don't eat, it's telling me that you don't get malchus in that case. But ein echanami achalti v'lo achalti, even for Rabbi Kiva, would be chayv and malchus, and everything does work out nicely still. So then the Gemara says, Ma'ishna, how come the Reisha is excluding a case of future tense of ochel v'lo achel, and the Seifa is excluding a case of the past tense of achalti v'lo achalti? To which the Gemara explains, Mishum da kai bishab bilaba, mimai laba, da kai bilaba, mimai lashavar. So it makes more sense if you're discussing a lahaba type of case, an asid case, meaning the Reish is talking about a case of shua sheker, which is I will eat versus I will not eat, so it makes sense to exclude a future tense of type of statement, as opposed to talking about a future tense and excluding a shavar case, that doesn't make much sense. So therefore, for the consistency, the Reish is talking about cases of lahaba, and the Seifa is talking about cases of lahavar, and therefore everything works out very nicely, into which we conclude that there would be malkos on a shua shav and a shua sheker. This is the first exception of a lav shema maisa, there would be Malkos. The next case is Umeymar. Meymar was another exception that even though there's no Maisa, that there is a Chi Malkos. Comes along Amr Le, did I skip? No, I'm good, right? Umeymar, Amr Le, Rabbi Yochanan, Latana, Rabbi Yochanan says to the Tana, Lo Titne Meymar, our Tana should not teach Timura, Mishum Dibidibura Asa Maisa. So this is a big challenge here, how to understand this. But Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Tumur is actually considered a Maisa, and therefore this should not be on the exception list. Tumur is a Lav Sheyeshba Maisa. So first you have to ask the question, why is this any more of a Maisa than that of a Shul? That's question number one, but that's what he holds. Now, the question is whether this is accepted L'Halacha. So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this din, the Rambam quotes, he says that Kol shel amitzus lo sase shein b'maisa ein lokan alav chutz mi nishba u'meimir u'makalo. So the Rambam doesn't hold the Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam holds that Temura actually is a lav she'ein bo maisa against this svara of Rabbi Yochanan. But the Magid Mishnah says, no, the Rambam really holds of Rabbi Yochanan. He just kind of put Meimer in there. He really didn't mean to put Meimer in there. It gets into the whole conversation, well, what's the difference of this Dibur? Why is the Dibur of Temura considered a Yeshua Maisa, while the Dibur of Shavua is not considered a Maisa? Not for now, but that's an interesting discussion that comes out from the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayter. Hamakalas chaveru b'shem, a person who curses his friend with using Hashem's name. We know, and how do you know that's considered a lav? Even though it's a lav shem amaisa, how do you know that there is malchus in such an avera? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elshaya, Amar Kar, the pasuk says imlo sishmor. The person doesn't protect it. I'll read the whole pasuk. Lasso says kol hadivrei haTorah zos aksum b'sefer hazeh. He doesn't keep the Torah. Leyira es Hashem anichbad va'anor hazeh, to fear Hashem's name, the honorable name of Hashem. So this pasuk is referring to the Shem Hashem, using Hashem's name, Levatala. So included in that is either saying Hashem's name or using Hashem's name to curse. All those types of usages of Hashem's name is implied in this pasuk. So it says further, in this context, it says, V'hifli Hashem asma koscha, hifla zu eni yodea ma, what's vafla mean? Kishu omer, v'pila shofet v'kula fanim, it comes to Malchus in general. When the Torah teaches us there's a certain punishment of Malchus, it says, "V'hiflu ha'pila shofet," you throw him down, you hit him. So, havi omer hafla, this throwing down, this word, zu Malchus. So, what comes out from this discussion here is that in the pasuk imlo sishmor hifli Hashem es Malchuscha, you get Malchus whenever you desecrate Hashem's name, which includes even hamakal es chaveru b'shem Hashem. So, the Gemara says, "How do you know? Maybe the pasuk emar maybe afilu shvus emes." Once we establish when you use Hashem's name, you get Malchus, maybe even if you use Hashem's name appropriately, maybe even if you take a real Shavua Be'emes, maybe that's also, shouldn't you always fear Hashem's name? Shouldn't you get Malchus even Liras Shem Anichba Vanora? So a guy makes a Shavua that's correct. Maybe you should get Malchus for this. Mar says, can't be. Behed Yaksiv, the Mefurish Pasuk tells us in the Parsha of Shomrim, Shavuas Hashem Tieh Ben Shneim, when there's a machlokas between the Shomer and the Baal, and the Shomer wants to say, listen, I did my job, some guy stole it from me, I'm a Shomer Chinim, I'm Pater, he makes a Shavua, the Torah says, Shavuas Hashem Tieh Ben Shneim. So the Torah gave you a blanket heter, a Mefurish heter, that person should be able to make a Shavuas Emes, so we can't say you get Malchus on such a Shavuas Emes. So the Gemara says, Eima Hani Mila Lefai says Chavero, Val Milka Lokit. Maybe the Torah says, just make a shvuah to make the guy happy. But not that it's really allowed to. Really, be'etzim, a shvuah's emes is actually usur, but they say make it just to make the guy happy, but maybe you should still get malchus for doing so, which is a strange havamina. And the Gemara says, can't be the case. Because lo matzis amris, you can't suggest that, because the haksiv, the pasuk says, u'bishmo tishaveya, tells me that you should dafka, in his name, you should taka make a shvua. The Torah is not just being mafis the baal, just making your friend happy. The Torah says, u'bishmo tishaveya, you should make a shvua with his name in certain instances, which of course would be a shvua's emes, so a shvua's emes wouldn't result in a malchus. Gemara says, no, hahu, that pasuk u'bishmo tishaveya is teaching me a different din. That's mi baile lichdirav, damarav, gida, amarav, minayin shenishbon lekaimis and mitzos. How do you know a person is allowed to take a shvua to fulfill mitzvahs? It's okay to do so. Shenemar, nishbati vaikayema, lishmor mishpat, mishpatei tzikecha. So we see from here that you're allowed to make a shvua on a mitzvah that's already established, but maybe a shvua's emes, which would still be subject to an iser and would still get malchus for it during so. In other words, if I say, I'm going to make a shvua, I'm going to wear tefillin, you're allowed to do that, that encourages me to wear tefillin. But to say just tam a shvua's emes, I swear to the guy I didn't steal it, that's called a shvua's emes, but that's not a shvua of a mitzvah, that's a shvua's emes, maybe shvua's emes would still be subject to malchus. The Gemara says, Haksiv Krachwina, there's another pasuk to tell me that a Shavuos Emes is not subject to Malchus, which is what? Ubo Sidbak Bishmo Tishaveya. Another pasuk tells me you should cling to Hashem and with his name make a Shua. So therefore, Shavuos Emes is Mutter. Shavuos Lekai Mitzvah is Mutter as well. So what's the pasuk tell me when it says, V'hifla Hashem Es Malchuscha? El Mai Asa must be Le Mekalel Es Chaver B'Shem. A person who curses his friend with the Shem Hashem is going to result in Malchus. So let's stop here. I know we're a little further, but the Gemara is going to go well into the next daf, and tomorrow's a short daf, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.